In this bulletin, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce tests positive to coronavirus overseas. More Omicron cases detected in New South Wales. And in sport, China responds with anger to Australia's Winter Olympic Games diplomatic boycott. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has tested positive for COVID-19 after arriving in the United States. The Deputy Prime Minister was in Washington, D.C. for work relating to the government's plan for new social media regulations and was previously in the United Kingdom before arriving in the U.S. He told the ABC he believes that he contracted the virus whilst in the U.K.
Obviously, I'm very frustrated that I'm going to be locked up in a room by myself for 10 days, but that's part of the process. So, we arrived here from England. I chose to get a test and I tested positive. All my colleagues tested negative. So now that's the luck of the draw, I suppose. Look, I'm more worried about being in the room by myself than, to be honest, than COVID. So I'll get some books and do a lot of paperwork that I wasn't going to get through and find a way to occupy myself for 10 days.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Mr. Joyce is recovering well and he's emphasised the need to be vaccinated.
You know, he's feeling all right, apart from, you know, the mild illness and he has been vaccinated. And what we do know already is that the vaccinations do have an impact on the seriousness of the disease. And that's why it's so important to get vaccinated. It's another important reminder and why the booster is also so important, and I encourage everybody to get their boosters.
New South Wales has recorded 8 new cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, bringing the total number of active cases of the variant to 42. It comes as the state has recorded 420 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death. A new coronavirus cluster has emerged in New South Wales following a trivia night at a Sydney pub. Health authorities say 44 of the people in attendance at the Oxford Tavern have tested positive to COVID-19. And health officials say the Omicron variant is likely to become the dominant strain of COVID-19 in Australia after both Queensland and Victoria recorded their first cases. Victoria has detected 1,232 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 9 deaths. Meanwhile, the ACT has 4 new infections and 98.1% of residents aged 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. Queensland is reporting another day of no new cases as the state reaches the 80% double dose milestone for those aged 16 years and over. And the Northern Territory has also achieved the 80% double dose mark as residents of Greater Katherine begin to enjoy their first full day out of lockdown restrictions. In sport, Canada has joined Australia and Britain in a United States-led diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the Chinese government shouldn't be surprised by the decision not to send government officials to the Games due to long-standing Western concerns about human rights in China.
I don't think the decision by Canada or by many other countries to choose to not send diplomatic representation to the Beijing Olympics and Paralympics is going to come as a surprise to China. We have been very clear over the past many years of our deep concerns around human rights violations, and this is a continuation of us expressing our deep concerns for human rights violations.
And China has hit back, saying it had not invited British government officials to the event and that the United States will pay a price for its decision. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two and windy, 19. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 18. Canberra, a few showers, 20. Wollongong, a few showers as well, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, a possible storm and a few showers, 24. Brisbane, much the same, 32. Cairns, a possible shower, 34. And Darwin, a shower or two with a likely storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.